This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green. 6 months ago in Haiti, reports of a violent massacre in the La Saline neighborhood started to spread on Haitian social media and WhatsApp group messages. Horrific stories of killings that even included children. There was very little official information about what happened in La Saline. The neighborhood in Port-au-Prince has been hard hit by violence and extreme poverty. Jacqueline Charles is the Caribbean correspondent for the Miami Herald. She recently broke the story about the first official account from Haitian police about what's being called the La Saline Massacre. It's now an ongoing investigation. Jacqueline, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, in November of last year, news started getting out, as most news does out of Haiti, on WhatsApp.
I received some of those images, and there were images of pigs looking through piles of garbage, and then you would see a body part. At some point, you know, people started thinking, like, this isn't real, right? I mean, we were seeing these images, we were hearing the stories, but there was still this sort of disconnect. And one of the reasons is because no one could really say how many people died.
What do we know about what happened in La Saline? And how did you get this police report, the very first official document that says that this thing happened?
I have a source who shared the report with me. I'm not supposed to have this report. It's an internal report that was sent off to the judiciary, but it was confirmed to me that indeed you do have a genuine copy of an internal police investigation on this massacre. What we know is that this massacre occurred over 4 days, November 13th through the 17th. And then on the 13th of November, sometime before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, this is when the rampage started. You had armed gangs going door to door within that community. They were searching for people. They were shooting people. They were dousing them with gasoline, setting them on fire. Even children were not spared. And the police note this. Other children have been reported missing, and their parents have not seen them since. Police refrain from actually saying how many people were killed, raped, or even abducted. But in the police report itself, they interviewed over 70 victims. And unfortunately, we may never know how many people were actually killed in La Saline during that 4-day carnage.
Were you able to find out why this happened?
So La Saline happened in between two of the largest anti-government protests that took place last year in Haiti. When I spoke to human rights individuals, because the police do not go into this, but the human rights organizations that did their own independent investigations, Fondation J'Éclairé and the National Human Rights Defense Network, human rights people tell me the goal was to create a climate of insecurity in order for the people in La Saline to not come out of the slum and take part in the anti-government protests. Prior to the massacre's commencement, witnesses have told police that these two senior government officials distributed police uniforms, government vehicles, money, and they provided guns.
This police investigation found not only gangs that were implicated in these killings and torture, but also Haitian government officials.
One of those officials, Joseph Pierre Richard Duplan, is the délégué for the Western region, which includes Metropolitan Port-au-Prince. And as the délégué, he is the representative of President Jovenel Moïse. Now, Mr. Duplan went on the radio a few days ago, and he basically denounced these human rights reports and basically accused human rights investigators or organizations of trying to demonize him and that he was not abandoned. The other individual, Fitnel Monchery, happens to be the executive director of the Ministry of Interior. I tried to reach out to him. He did not respond to my request, to Miami Herald's request for comment.
What happens next?
Well, what happens next is we have to see what is the Haitian justice system going to do? What is President Jovenel Moïse going to do? What will he do in respect to these two senior government officials who have been named by his own police force in their internal investigation?
That was Jacqueline Charles, Miami Herald's Caribbean correspondent. She recently broke the story about the first official police account of the La Saline massacre in Haiti. Thank you so much for joining us, Jacqueline.
Thank you for having me.
This is WLRN News. I'm Nadege Green.